All right, 23 minutes past 7 o'clock here on Power Business with me, Nosipho Radebe. Thank you for staying tuned. Now, Harambe held its annual Youth Solutions Exchange Conference, bringing together leaders from various sectors to explore transformative solutions for youth economic inclusion. Now, in its eighth year, this year's conference was themed Solving Together for Scaled Impact, focusing on the ambitious goal of creating 1 million new earning opportunities for young South Africans by 2026. Now, Tumi Mutsoetswe, Head of Communications at Harambe Youth Employment Accelerator, joins us on the line to share some reflections. Tumi, a very good evening and welcome to Power Business.
Thank you so much, Nosipho. It's an honor to be on the line with you.
Fantastic. Now, talk to us or share with us a brief overview then of the Youth Solutions Conference and its primary objectives.
Thank you so much. I think you have kind of set the tone or the point of departure of the conference, which is essentially to bring actors and leaders from private, public and social sectors to come into one room to collaboratively innovate and drive transformative solutions to our youth unemployment challenge in South Africa. I think we all know that by now over 9 million young people in South Africa are not in employment, education or training. And so every single year we come together with different players from different parts of our society to really think about and discuss and share solutions that will help us shift the trajectory of youth employment in South Africa. So I think it's a timely event, also one that is very, very urgent, because we know that 9 million is quite a lot of young people. And if we don't address this issue, I think it'll have a huge impact, not only on social cohesion, but on families, communities, and our whole society.
Yeah, that is right. Time is of the essence. But Tumi, can you share some of then the key takeaways from this year's conference with us?
I think one of the most critical things about this conference is that we prioritize research, and it's an evidence-based approach to solving this challenge. And so our Chief Impact Officer, Shami, starts with an overview and insights from the NOVA research, which essentially highlights four critical levers that as key actors and players in this space that we need to prioritize. One being inclusive hiring of excluded youth, accelerating the unlocking of jobs in sunrise sectors, enabling self-employment and enterprise, and most importantly, sustaining work experience programs to keep young people engaged. Our stance is that every single opportunity counts. But one of the most sobering things out of this research is that unless we pull all four levers, fortunately, we won't have, we would need to almost pull all four levers for us to be able to see a shift in this number, with 54% of young people in South Africa unemployed, 9 million of them who are NEET, not in employment, education, or training. So I think, again, to your point around urgency and the need for collaboration, for us to really think about in your sphere of excellence, in your sphere of influence, what levers can you pull? But most importantly, how can we come together to really work together in a coordinated fashion that really helps us to reach this 1 million, but most importantly, shifting the current unemployment rate in South Africa?
And on that note of shifting, you know, the unemployment rate in South Africa, you know, the event was aimed at creating 1 million new earning opportunities, as I mentioned earlier, you know, for young South Africans by 2026. What specific outcomes or commitments were made during the conference to support this goal?
Sure. I think a lot came out of this particular conference. Earlier, I mentioned that it's really about coming together, innovating, ideating, discussing what has already been done, but also thinking about what can be done differently for us to be able to shift the dial. One of the biggest takeaways, I think, from my end is really around really taking or prioritizing or committing even to one small idea, but really, or rather one big idea, breaking it down into actionable, achievable steps. So literally looking at where I am in my own organization, in my sector, what is that one thing that I can commit to, and how can I rally other people in the same space to almost commit and work with me to be able to shift and change that particular priority or barrier, right? And then I think most importantly is really about doing more together, but doing more faster and quicker. And I think in each and every session, the one of the recurring themes, one of the recurring kind of calls to action was really about suspending our own kind of interest and really coming together, prioritizing shared value, driving, prioritizing public-private partnerships, and really working together to with a clear vision in mind on how we're going to do this together, but how we're going to do it fast and quick.
Yeah, and I want to conclude on this then. You know, what are the next steps then for the initiatives discussed at the conference? How can listeners get involved or support these efforts?
I think to your point, we partnered with YES, we partnered with BUSA, we partnered with the PMO in the presidency. Of the four partners, each one of us, I think, are working together on a very incredible initiative called SA Youth. And essentially, that is our way of really breaking down the barriers that young people face, structural barriers around access to data. And so when you go onto SA Youth, young people are able to access employment opportunities, learning and earning opportunities for free. Partners, employers are able then to access a vast pool of young people, plus minus 4 million young talent that can actually contribute to productivity, innovation, and overall retention in businesses. So I think it's a very impactful platform, part of the PYEI, the National Pathway Management Network. And that is a core example of how, when we come together, we can achieve impact at scale.
Yeah, big goals are set out there. And, you know, we look to see as they become or as they are achieved. But Dumi, thank you so much for your time this evening. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Nosipho.
All right. That was Dumi Motsoetswe, Head of Communications at Harambe Youth Employment Accelerator, speaking to us about the Harambe Youth Solutions Exchange Conference. As you heard, the goal there to create 1 million earning opportunities for young people by 2026. Other goals are discussed there at the conference, and hopefully those will be actioned, as Dumi said, with great pace that they need to be actioned with. It is just gone 7:30 here on Power Business. We'll head on over to the news desk for the news headlines with Bayanda Zibondi, but stay tuned, because after that, then we'll be having our small business feature. And as I mentioned, we'll be shining the light on Icebreaker General Trading. They're a 100% African-owned business, a female business, and they've become a trusted name in protective clothing as well as corporate wear. But more on that after the news headlines.